This is Dr. Masood Shahab dictating. Patient's name is Sandra Haines, H-A-I-N-E-S, Sandra, S-A-N-D-R-A. Date of birth is 1/30/1948. Date of service is 9/29/2023. Miss Haines is a very pleasant 75-year-old female with history of hypertension, type 2 diabetes mellitus, history of congestive heart failure with preserved ejection fraction, history of atrial fibrillation, status post ablation on Eliquis, history of total knee arthroplasty, complicated with septic arthritis. She was recently admitted to the hospital with left knee pain, swelling and weakness, with inability to bear weight. Patient was found to have left prosthetic joint MRSA septic arthritis via arthrocentesis. Eliquis was bridged with therapeutic Lovenox. Patient was seen by orthopedic surgery, underwent revision of total knee arthroplasty and placement of antibiotic spacer. Infectious disease was consulted. Plans were for 6 weeks of total antibiotic. A PICC line was placed. Transthoracic echocardiogram was done, which was negative for any vegetation. Repeat blood cultures were negative. Patient had significantly elevated liver enzymes. Subsequently, GI was consulted for acute liver injury. CT scan of the abdomen and pelvis were ordered, which showed bilateral pleural effusion, but unremarkable appearance of the liver without biliary dilatation, with slight ascites versus mild inflammatory change in the gallbladder. Right upper quadrant Doppler obtained with no portal venous thrombosis found on hepatic Dopplers. Patient was transferred to Henry Ford Hospital for acute liver injury. COVID was checked prior to transfer and she was positive with no respiratory symptoms. Patient was no documented hypotension. Patient's liver enzymes were significantly elevated. Epstein-Barr virus serology, herpes simplex virus, CMV, and all of the blood tests, including hepatitis C, A, B, and were negative. Patient was being monitored. Patient's amiodarone and fenofibrate were held. Continued on other medications. Patient was otherwise doing better. She was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility for completing 6 weeks of IV antibiotics. Patient at the present time denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea. She does complain of feeling pain in her legs and some generalized weakness. No other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, history of depression, type 2 diabetes mellitus, history of congestive heart failure with preserved ejection fraction, atrial fibrillation, status post ablation, history of degenerative joint disease. Past surgical history has been significant for total knee arthroplasty, history of ablation for atrial fibrillation, and PICC line placement. Family history has been unremarkable. Social history, smoking. Former smoker, quit long time ago. Alcohol, none. Allergies, atorvastatin. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensitivity, denies any palpitations, no history of MI or coronary artery disease, history of atrial fibrillation, status post ablation, and history of chronic systolic congestive heart failure with preserved ejection fraction. Respiratory system denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any pain with deep inspiration, no history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. She does have history of acute liver injury. Genitourinary, no complaints, neurological, denies any history of TIA or CVA, no focal weakness in the arms or legs. Musculoskeletal, complaints of knee pain, history of arthritis, status post total knee arthroplasty. All other systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR, HENT examination was normal, pupils were equal, round and reactive to light, extraocular movements were intact, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid growth, no thyromegaly, heart SNS2 was audible, lungs was clear to auscultation, no valves, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, pulse sounds were positive, extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, status post left total knee arthroplasty with prosthetic joint MRSA septic arthritis. The status post surgery with antibiotic space replacement. History of acute liver injury. History of COVID. Type 2 diabetes mellitus. Atrial fibrillation. Staphylococcal septic arthritis of the left knee. Next, acquired hypothyroidism. Next, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, GERD. Next, DJD. Next, history of depression. Pre-implant patients admit to well pressure rehabilitation facility. Will continue current medications. She's on daptomycin, which should be continued, routine labs as recommended from on the hospital discharge will be done weekly. I've recommended to follow up with infectious disease, continue other medications, will consult physical and occupational therapy, will monitor her progress, will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. End of dictation.